Good. Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. It is 10:06, and this meeting is called to order by the Connecticut Farms Permit Review Board. For the record, and in advance of hearing any testimony today, I'd like to explain the procedures we're going to be following. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, the Board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, which means from the beginning, and determining whether those facts will be just and proper cause for either denying or revoking a permit. Now, it will occasionally happen that facts and events that the issuing authority believe them to be at the time of the denial or revocation justify that denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the Board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the Board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearings of this Board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to everyone testifying. Please be advised that this Board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the Board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence can be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. Now, this is just a couple of sentences. This is not your case. Your case comes later. It's just to let us know what you think you're going to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should be brief and explain the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You can call witnesses to testify in your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party can cross-examine the witness. The Board can also inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all the testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant can make brief closing statements. Decision of the Board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes go to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified by the Board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes 29-28D and pursuant to Superior Court rulings, in an abundance of caution, the Board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants here today. Toward that end, the Board will refrain from addressing the appellants by their name or noting the appellant's address. But instead, we will address each one simply by their title, appellant. The Board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and refer to each appellant only by his or her title, appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court rulings, the Board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to eraser, again, pursuant to Connecticut General Statutes 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the Board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying facts. Lastly, and this is important, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation with someone, please go out in the hallway to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. That concludes our opening statement. So we will now call the roll. Okay, board members. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Colonel Overtur?
Here, sir.
Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
Myself here. Members Butner,
Johnson.
Yeah. We have a quorum, let's put it that way. Okay. So we will now call the cases. And if you're here, please signify so we know you're here, and we'll take note of that, and we'll go in order. So case number one is case number 22-527.
Issuing
authority is here. Is the appellant here?
He has not checked in with us.
Not checked in. Okay, case number two, number 22-513.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant
he also
here?
Did not check in, nor did his attorney.
Case number three, 22-714. Is the issuing authority here? Is the appellant here?
He did not check in.
Case number four, 22-624.
Issuing authority.
Okay, both are here. Okay. Case number five, 22-127. Issuing authority? Is the appellant here?
You're the appellant, correct?
Yes.
Or is the issuing
yep.
authority?
Yes,
oh, that's the state.
Yep.
The state's
oh,
here.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
Okay. Case number six will be continued at the request of the council.
We'll call it up.
We'll call it up first.
Yeah, we'll have to call it up.
Oh, okay. All right. Case number seven, 22-426.
Issuing authority.
Is the appellant here?
The appellant did not check in.
Case number eight, 23-711. Is the issuing? Yeah, okay, everybody's here. Case number nine, 22-529.
Issuing authority.
Yep, the appellant raised
here. Yep.
Okay. Case number 10, 22-718. Issuing authority. And the appellant. Okay. All right, we will now administer the oath. Now, everyone who will be testifying today, which is probably everybody unless you're an attorney, needs to stand and have the oath administered. Everyone testifying? Okay. Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the testimony you shall give today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or under penalties of perjury? Say, I do. Okay. Thank you.